Welcome back to the program. Brett Hollander here on WBAL News Radio 1090 as we start our American League East preview. Our first stop, Toronto, and a good look at the Blue Jays, an interesting club entering this 2015 campaign. Joining us right now from Sportsnet, Shai Davidi. Shai, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
My pleasure.
Well, I want to start actually by asking about the long-winded drama that played out and really had no ending this past offseason with the Blue Jays' pursuit of Dan Duquette and the opening at the president level in the Blue Jays organization. Has there been any talk of that at all around Blue Jays camp this spring?
No, not really. The matter's pretty much been settled, at least temporarily, with the Blue Jays announcement that Paul Beeston is going to finish out the year and then they'll look to replace him afterwards. They believe there's a stipulation in his contract that he can't be replaced midseason, so he's going to be in that role, and I wouldn't expect to hear much about this until late summer at the earliest, although it may pop up earlier if the Blue Jays don't have as great a season as they're hoping. But as things stand right now, it's more just one of those issues that's on the back burner, waiting for the end of the year to really pop up again.
Here's what's so confusing about it, and we talked about this as it was playing out, Shai, but you look at what the Blue Jays did this off year. They made a number of bold moves. I don't know if they're good moves, but they're bold. They signed Russell Martin. They traded for Josh Donaldson. These are really big moves made by their current general manager. Any pursuit of Dan Duquette or someone like that, another GM type, I think would undermine the current regime, no?
Yeah, I think that's part of the point as well. Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager, is entering the final year of his contract. And this is, in a lot of ways, make or break for him, for manager John Kibbins, for the president, Paul Beeston, obviously, because he's going to be out the door one way or the other at the end of the year. So there's a lot riding on this campaign. And if things don't go right, I would expect change to happen relatively quickly. The leash is short. They really need to make the most of what they have. And they have a good team. They have a lot of youth. They have some questions. This thing could very well go right, but obviously there's the opportunity for it to not go right as well. And that's why there's so much riding on the really the early part of the season.
It's going to be very interesting, a pressure cooker early for Toronto. One thing I like about this team, when you look at it from an outside perspective, a lot of pop. They may hit as many home runs or close to it as the Baltimore Orioles, and that says something. When you add with Encarnacion and Bautista, and you add a guy like Donaldson, who had a rough second half last year, but this is a guy who could win, I think, or be in contention for a Most Valuable Player award.
Sure. I mean, they may get in excess of 100 home runs from 3, 4, 5 in their lineup. And not a lot of teams can say that. And certainly a lot of them will want it, too. And they have some guys, too, who might surprise people. You know, Michael Saunders probably has a bit more pop than he showed in Seattle. I mean, he could end up being a 15 to 20 homer guy. Same thing with Justin Smoke if he gets straightened out. So they're offense is definitely going to be a strong point, and given the youth in their rotation, maybe some of the question marks in their bullpen, they're going to need to score a lot of runs. I mean, this is one of the safety nets that they have, is how good an offense they are, and they're probably going to need it while their pitching staff really comes together.
Shai Davidi from Sportsnet in Toronto is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Shai, you mentioned the bullpen, you mentioned area of question. Is that the biggest question mark right now for Toronto?
Probably, but that's part of a wider combination of issues that stems with the fact that they're going to have 6 rookies on the team, 4 of them on their pitching staff. There are going to be 2 rookies in the rotation, in Aaron Sanchez and Daniel Norris, and 2 kids who haven't pitched above 8-ball yet in the bullpen, in Miguel Castro and Roberto Osuna. Now, all are fantastically talented, and all of them absolutely look like the best pitchers in camp this spring and really earned their jobs. But how are they going to react when there's a second level in the stands, when there's 50,000 people in the seats instead of 5,000, and the names on the jerseys are a little bit different? That's going to be the real question. And if the Blue Jays have Osuna and Castro pitch similarly in the season the way they did this spring, then that bullpen's going to be pretty all right. And if that doesn't happen, then this team's going to be in scramble mode a little bit.
To be fair and clear to our audience who may not follow the prospects of the Blue Jays, the guys you mentioned, these rookies that are going to make the team and the rotation, the bullpen, these are highly touted prospects, correct?
Right. They're big arms, big velocity, big talent. And, you know, Sanchez is the one with the most big league experience. He came up around the middle toward the end of July last year, and he was in the bullpen and quickly found his way into the back of the bullpen. But the Blue Jays see him as a starter. There was a possibility that he could have ended up back in the bullpen this year, but once Marcus Stroman suffered his season-ending knee injury, that plan really just disappeared because they needed Sanchez to start for sure at that point. So he's very highly touted. Daniel Norris also, some people think he's going to be better than Aaron Sanchez. And Castro and Osuna, I mean, they're mid to high 90s, and their stuff has just been so good and their command has just been so strong that the Blue Jays felt comfortable promoting them straight from A-ball to the big leagues.
How big of a loss is the young right-hander Marcus Stroman?
It's a crucial one, but the Blue Jays are potentially equipped to survive it. Here's the issue. What it's really done is it's removed a lot of the margin for error for them because they don't have a ton of depth behind their first five guys. Now, not a lot of teams do, but the Blue Jays are going to be really going down the bottom of the barrel if they have to start getting into starter number six or seven, particularly early on. And that's what's made losing Stroman all the more painful, because the Blue Jays thought he had the potential to be the guy, the real ace of the staff. And he pitched like that over 20 starts last year. You know, if he had just repeated what he had done last year in the rotation, the Blue Jays would have done cartwheels. Some people felt he was going to get better. They lost that. They lost that layer of depth, and that's going to be an underlying issue, because if something does go wrong, someone gets injured, someone doesn't perform in the rotation, the Blue Jays don't have many options behind them.
Last year, Shai, they were an 83-win club, a pretty big jump. Attendance middle of the pack last year, the American League. What's the level of intrigue and enthusiasm for the 2015 version of the Blue Jays in Toronto?
Interest and intrigue, and there are a lot of people who are really excited about the additions of Russ Martin and Josh Donaldson. And, you know, one of the things that might have worked against the Blue Jays in some ways is that they pulled off both moves so early in the offseason that then when, you know, there was that amazing stretch of blockbuster moves in, you know, around the winter meetings and beyond that in baseball, you know, a lot of fans were saying, hey, what's going on? Why are the Blue Jays sitting on their hands? But they'd already done their heavy lifting by that point. And, you know, Russ Martin may very well just change this team in so many different ways, you know, with his leadership, his ability to handle a pitching staff, his defense behind the plate, his winning pedigree. Same thing with Josh Donaldson. You know, he's such a gamer. The atmosphere in the clubhouse is different. The determination level looks to be different. We're going to find out pretty soon here. But a lot of fans are really rallied around those two moves, Michael Saunders as well. And we're going to soon see whether that excitement is justified or not.
Great insight from Shai Davidi from Sportsnet in Toronto. Shai, enjoy the rest of your time in Florida for spring training. We'll catch up during the regular season.
All right. Anytime.
That is Shai Davidi. We'll come back with more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.